Welcome to the Expert Empire, the podcast for coaches, consultants, and experts looking to amplify their impact and their income. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, a seven-figure serial entrepreneur with a passion for building and scaling businesses that transform lives. Welcome back to this episode of the Expert Empire podcast. In this episode, I want to talk to you about the biggest mistakes that I see with experts, coaches, consultants, speakers breaking into the high ticket space, right? Building their expert empire, if you will. I have worked with many, many different coaches, consultants, experts, moving into this space, and I have realized there are a few things that are incredibly common. Almost every single person that I've worked with, either in a coaching capacity, if they're in one of my programs, or if it's one of my equity partners where I go in and take a big piece of their business in exchange for doing something for them, right, and mentoring them along the way. The mistake that I have seen over and over and over again is trying to do too much. And trying to do everything at once. Now, look, there is a system and an overarching plan to having a high ticket program, an expert empire, that involves a lot of different facets, organic social, really strong sales teams, sales funnels, marketing systems, marketing ops, program ops, and even within marketing, like lots of different funnels. So a VSL funnel or an Instagram DM funnel, a PLF funnel, lead capture. Are you going to build your list or are you going to go from the top down and go just try to book calls and make sales? Or are you going to do a tripwire ascension model, right? There's lots of different ways to go about creating your expert empire. And the biggest thing that I see as a mistake from the beginning is trying to do it all at once, because then nothing gets done well. And you also can't see results. So like, let's say you have starting out, you have $5,000 a month to spend on your business, on ads, on personnel, whatever. Well, if you're trying to spend that on hiring a setter and a closer, hiring someone to do ClickFunnels, and also running four different funnels for you that you're spending $20 a day on every funnel, it's not going to work, right? You're not going to get the data and you're not going to be able to focus on the data and the results in a way that's going to move the needle. I really realized this because I am guilty of this as well. In the very beginning, it was like, you know, this about a decade ago, like throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. Like, I'm going to try this funnel. I'm going to try this freebie into this tripwire. Okay, that didn't work. Well, now what I'm going to do? What I found has worked best is focusing on one funnel, giving it a really solid amount of ad spend. I'm talking $500 a day, $200 a day, $1,000 a day, and really honing in on the data on that one funnel. So let's say it's a VSL funnel. There's so many parts of the funnel that can break. I've had that happen where like suddenly there was like the pixel on my thank you page disappeared. And so Meta wasn't getting data it needed and it totally screwed up my pixel for like 2 months. Things can break. You got to know what breaks and how to fix it, right? But yeah, so if you're not focusing, if you're not able to really focus on different parts of your funnel and make an impact in the small areas, that's when you don't get the results, right? Because you're not making the tweaks in the ad copy that then you can see the results from. You're not, you know, changing the headline on your opt-in page. You're not testing, you know, okay, what happens if I remove the phone number? If I don't have someone actually outbounding people when they opt in, maybe I'll remove the phone number. That'll increase my opt-ins by 5% and 10%, and then you can see how that affects your funnel. But if you're trying to just get this funnel up and running, and then you're also running a PLF and you're also running DM ads, there's no time to focus on optimizing and making every part better and better and better. And that's really how you get results. So mistake number one is trying to do it all at once. Don't do it. Just focus on the thing that's going to work. That's why I'm here, to give guidance and support on what I see working in the space right now. VSL funnels are obviously really hot. I'm actually flipping the script and going back to long form sales copy to test that as well. So, but I can do that because I have something that's working. I know it's working. And now I can test against it. I'm not just, you know, throwing 10 things out there. The next thing is really having unrealistic expectations. Now, I would love to say, you're going to launch your program tomorrow. You're going to put ads out and you're going to get a flood of calls coming into your system and you're going to close 100% of them. That's probably not going to happen, right? If that happened, then everyone would be doing it and they're not, right? There's a reason why it takes time to build this type of program, although it can be pretty quick. If you watch my last episode, I talked about Justin, who's already enrolled 80 people into his program within the first 6 or 7 months of launching, which is pretty incredible. So it's definitely possible to do this quickly, but there are expectations in mind sometimes that it should be easier, right? Like I hear all the time, like, oh, I had one funnel working, and I've felt this way too. Like I have one funnel working and then it just stopped working all of a sudden. Like, oh, it should be easier than this. And the answer is like, no, it kind of shouldn't, right? If it was that easy, like I said, everyone would do it and then no one would get results, right? So it's not always easy. Sometimes it's easy. I had a beginning of the year, I was just sitting pretty and like all my funnels were working. I barely had to do anything to, you know, optimize them. They were just doing great. And then March came and things changed a little bit. Things are seasonal. Ad creative fatigues and audience fatigues. Your messaging gets tired. A competitor comes in, right? It's never, no business is ever going to be just a set it and forget it. No business is just going to be easy, right? That's a personal pet peeve of mine that I've had partners, clients, friends say before. And it's like, no, it's not going to be easy. And I'm not here to sell you the, you know, 4-hour work week dream. There are certainly ways to reduce your workload, outsource certain things, but ultimately you're building a business and that takes some effort, right? So trying to get it all done at once and having unrealistic expectations are two of the biggest mistakes I see, in addition to lack of focus, which is kind of in there with trying to do it all at once. But you really just need to focus on, first and foremost, your program. How are you going to get people results? Because that's what they're buying. And if you can deliver incredible results, that's going to build word of mouth. That's going to build referrals. That's going to be your best asset, is having an amazing program that delivers amazing results. Because ultimately, that's hopefully why we're all in it, right? Like I know for me, I love working with people and making an impact. And that's how I amplify my impact, right? I'm helping coaches, consultants, experts go from working with just a few people, making a smaller impact, to making a much bigger impact. So that was actually something really cool that my business partner Chip said to me recently. We've grown his group coaching program to almost 200 people at this point over the last couple of years. And he was saying that, you know, I've impacted his life, made his life better, but I've also made the lives of hundreds of restaurant owners better, which felt really good because I had never really thought of it that way, right? Like I'm here thinking that I'm making Chip's life better, like for sure. He takes Thursdays and Fridays off to go golfing and spend time with his family. He's been away every weekend, like he's living his dream, but I hadn't really thought about the impact that I have been making beyond him. So that was really exciting. So I hope this is helpful in terms of the mistakes that if you're just starting out in this industry, if you're just starting out building your own expert empire, thinking about how you're going to do this, pick something and stick with it and try to set realistic goals and expectations, right? And just know if something's not working, maybe it needs some small changes. Maybe you do need a total strategy shift, right? But if you're focused, then you can really get the results that you are striving for. That's it for this episode of the Expert Empire Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Hammond, and I'll see you next time.